Broadcasting from somewhere in the Hollywood Hills,
you have arrived. We are Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast. We are dance all day, every day, all the time. Make sure you join us on our website at infinitedancecast.com or on Twitter at iDanceCast. And of course, we have our personal Twitter accounts, don't we, Nick?
Yep.
His is at Nick Drago and mine is at Desiree Robbins.
On the show today, special guest interview, Mike Riccio, good friend of the show. And he's an assistant choreographer for the Muppets movie, the new Muppets movie coming out. He's been on Eli Stone, Glee, Shrek Goes Forth. He's been worked with Paula Abdul, Janet Jackson,
Rihanna.
Rihanna, Christina Aguilera. The list goes on and on. He's a guy that works all the time. And for all you dancers out there who are aspiring to be professionals one day, this is an interview you do not want to miss.
Absolutely. He's probably got a lot of, not probably, we know he has a lot of good information.
Oh, you better believe it. He's even a college graduate.
So did you go to school with him?
I did not. He's from Canada. I'm from Texas.
Oh, that would be a big, long trek there.
It's like two different countries.
That's cool. And we can find out also for our, you know, Canadian listeners, if they want to come and be in the business,
that's
how he did
it. That's absolutely
it's
right.
It's a big deal.
You got to be smart and you got to be efficient.
That is very true.
And I think it helps to be charismatic.
Like you are.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, really?
No, don't really.
No,
stop.
That's really hard, though, to be from another country and want to work in this business because, you know, we have another friend who just had to go back to Australia.
That's right.
Because he couldn't get, you know, his visa and all that worked out. And I think it's a big question that people have.
It's tough, and it's a real testament to your desire to be successful out here.
Absolutely.
It's going to be good.
It is. I'm very excited about that.
Me too.
Very excited.
Okay, so what's going on with you?
Oh my gosh, just got back from Arkansas.
Oh, yeehaw.
Or the gentleman I was working with said Arkansas, and it really upset the locals.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It was really weird. I don't know why you would say that anyway.
You don't want to.
Arkansas.
Yeah, you don't want to upset Arkansas.
No, and they made it real podunk, which is really not. I mean, Northwest Arkansas and where the university is gorgeous, fabulous. Bella, stop molesting Nick.
This
dog is really wild today. Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
That's okay.
She wants to be in the act. Like Lucy. You know, Lucille Ball.
Oh, yeah.
Vitamita Benjamin. Nick, that's the generation gap right
there. No, it's Vitamita Benjamin. I know that. And then they wore the same dress once. Because she told
her,
I'm going to return my dress.
Now, those of you that don't know what we're talking about, that's I Love Lucy. One of my favorite sitcoms ever.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'll throw everybody off because it is in black and white.
That's true. But they had a few dance scenes in there before.
Lots.
You know what else? What other show I loved was Laugh-In. They had some dancing.
Absolutely.
Going on in between the scenes.
That is, I know.
A la Austin Powers.
That kind of stuff is coming back.
It is.
So you got to get in your...
And that's one of the things you got to remember is that you got to be ready to, and especially at any audition, you got to be ready for anything.
Right.
You know, and it may be something as easy as that.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, I just worked on this show called Wizards of Weatherly Place.
I love it. The title alone is enough for me.
Yeah. It's a Disney show. It's with Selena Gomez.
Okay.
And
she's on it.
Yeah.
See, I'm learning so much.
Yeah, she's nice. And, you know, we had to do square dancing.
Really?
Square dancing.
No, I think I did that in third grade.
I did too.
It was Texas did the same.
Well,
nice.
You better believe it. And
absolutely.
And my mother, she used to say, Nick, we used to go to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo every year. She'd say, Nick. She'd say, Nick, get in your Texas outfit. And I said, why? And I'm not going to wear a shirt with skulls on it, with cow skulls on it. And she said, you have to be proud of your heritage. And I said, Mom, we're Sicilian.
Oh, true.
And French.
And but you like the Sicilian better. Do you?
Well, I'm not going to tell her that.
Okay. Very true. So you did some square dancing in this.
So I did some square dancing in that, and it was just one day.
Okay.
We rehearsed one day.
Yes.
And no music.
No music?
No, because there's dialogue going on. They're going to add the music in post-production.
And that's another thing people need to know.
Yeah, and you have to be really, you have to watch each other because, it's very important to stay on beat, right? And we had certain dialogue cues that we had to be ready to do this or do that or swing your partner.
That's hard.
It is hard.
I mean, that's multitasking.
It's, yeah, and you know me, I get a little anxious sometimes.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
I find that shocking.
Flipping out, man.
Were you?
Yeah.
How was your partner?
She was great. Amber Strausser.
Nice.
Yeah. Former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Of course I do. At that name, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And of course, we had Nathan Prevost was on the job.
Oh my gosh. He was a dancer or did
absolutely.
He choreograph? Or,
no, okay. he was a dancer. Fred Tallickson choreographed it.
Love it.
With the assistance of Sarah Kobayashi.
Wow.
Actually, Fred was out of town, so Sarah just jumped in and...
Took it over.
Took the reins, if you will.
If
will you?
Yes, I will.
Absolutely fantastic.
Let's do it. So that was a nice show, huh?
It was a great show.
And where does it film?
It films over at the Hollywood Center Studios.
Where is that?
That is in Hollywood.
Apparently.
Off of Romaine and...
Somewhere.
Somewhere. Santa
did you
Monica.
Put it, did you put it in your navigation system so you didn't have to worry?
You'd better believe it.
I do the same thing. Like, why do you have it? Why do you have that nav system?
I know. I don't know. And
it makes life easy.
I saw Battle of LA this weekend, and I don't know what I would do if our navigation system went out. It's about aliens coming in and you know, fighting and warring against the humans, the Marines.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Great movie.
Is
Aaron,
it really?
Aaron
Come
Eckert,
on.
Neo.
You know why? Because Nick actually lives his life like this. He has an Armageddon kit.
Oh,
am I allowed to tell people?
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone laughs at me, but when Armageddon happens...
They'll be knocking on your
they'll
door.
They'll be knocking on my door.
Well, you're coming here.
Yeah.
You're coming to our house.
We're going to put some sandbags up over on the railing and just be ready.
We'll be ready.
Yeah.
I've got water and food, and then Nick has the survival.
I have a mirror with a stick on it so we can look around corners.
I love that.
I hope it doesn't happen. But if it doesn't, which I hope it doesn't, then I will have one heck of an earthquake kit.
That's right. Well, that's really what it's there for. Hey, I hear something.
I think that means it's time for the music picks of the week.
I love this.
Why don't you go first?
I'm excited because I actually have some that I like them all the time. But hey, okay, my first one. Have you heard the new Adele?
I haven't.
It is, the whole album actually is amazing. But, and if you don't have this single, you must get it. It's the first one that came out. It's Rollin' in the Deep. And the album is entitled 21. That's the number 21. But I love that album. So you could buy the whole thing. This is actually an album you would listen to from beginning to end. And then my second pick is Ready for a Miracle. And that's the LeAnn Rimes version from the soundtrack Evan Almighty.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's really great. And if you like those traditional songs, you will love the new arrangement of this. And my last one, great for warm up, great for across the floor. And everybody asks, what is that? It's Mariah Carey, Touch My Body, but it's the remixes. So it's faster. It's not the slow, you know, R&B thing. It's got a great downbeat. You're going to want to get the Craig C. Club remix. Craig C. Club remix, because it's about 10 remixes. So, you know, Mariah.
That sounds like a good one.
It is a really good one. Actually, I use a lot of Mariah when she does her remixes, because I like, people love the songs.
Right.
But, you know, I want the 9-minute version so I can get through my whole warm up.
Well, and that's a nice song. You can cut and paste different sections in and out.
Right. Right, absolutely. And so you could cut it down to make a routine is what you're getting at, isn't that?
Absolutely. You can have like 3 routines.
Yeah, no, but everybody's like, oh, I love that version of that song. So it's a good one.
You're done. See here the music cue change? My turn. All right, first up today for me, we have Pine Box.
Again.
Yeah.
Killing me.
It's by the Brothers Comatose.
I think you just look for things that are a little wild.
It's a little wild. It's off the beaten path.
Can I ask you a question about that one?
Sure.
What would you use it for? Would you use it for tap, jazz, hip-hop, what?
I'll let you be the judge of that.
Oh, I love when you do that to me.
You know, I'm like Robert Frost, taking the road less traveled by. Number 2 is pretty simple, Clock by Beck.
Oh, I love Beck.
Dude, they are great.
Yeah.
These are the songs that you don't really, they're not really top hits.
Right.
But they're perfect
to
pull out your old CD.
Yeah, it's great.
Number 3 is Teardrop by Massive Attack.
Love Massive Attack.
Yeah, and you know Teardrop is the song they use on House, the hit Fox television show on primetime.
Oh, really?
I love that show.
Do you?
Chances are if you use this song while you're at competition, people are going to love it. They're going to absolutely love it, Desiree.
They're going to love it because they're going to have that familiarity about it, right? But they won't know what it's from.
Absolutely. And you know what? Sometimes it's good to just get in your iTunes library, close your eyes, and double click on some random song and just choreograph it.
I know. How many do you have? I really found a bunch of them on the plane yesterday.
They are fantastic.
Kind of like you. You know, you buy a bunch of them, and then when you have time, you go back and listen to them.
Yeah. And don't hold yourself to it.
Right.
You know? Don't hold yourself to, I only choreograph to this. Choreograph to something random sometimes. Get outside of your own box.
Right. And that's kind of Adele for me. I mean, I'm not the contemporary lyrical, you know. But hey, it's a great song. You can use it.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys for joining us here on the Infinite Dance Cast. We'll be right back with Mike Riccio. Stick around.
Your support of the American Cancer Society helps millions of cancer patients with free 24-hour information and support, a free place to stay when they must travel for treatment, and the results of some of the most promising cancer research today. Donate now at cancer.org/give.
Hey, and welcome back. We are Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast. You can see us on our website at infinitedancecast.com. Follow us on Twitter at iDanceCast, or obviously at Nick Drago or at Desiree Robbins.
That's right. In studio right now, Canadian dancer turned Californian.
Work.
Michael Riccio is in the house. You can follow him at Michael Riccio on Twitter. That's MichaelRiccio. Michael Riccio, welcome to the dance cast.
What's going on?
I almost had to breathe.
You got that out.
I almost had to breathe in between, and then I hiccuped.
That's dangerous.
So, Michael Riccio, this is huge. This is huge.
First of all, thank you for having me here.
Oh, dude, anytime.
I'm super excited. I really am.
You're not going to get a free t-shirt. Stop kissing up. All right, so the idea is... just kidding.
You know what? I'm heartbroken. Listen to him. Don't listen to him.
Now
we're happy to have
now Riccio. We call him Riccio because
I like her already.
Oh, you like her?
Yeah.
Okay, then you guys do the interview. I'm on break.
Come on back.
Hi, okay, darling. I know. Don't beg him. He'll come back around.
Riccio, you've been on everything. Glee, Dancing with the Stars. You were the assistant choreographer in the Muppets. You worked with Rihanna, Christina Aguilera, Paula Abdul, Janet Jackson.
All right. Enough. Let's let him talk.
I almost hiccuped again.
That sounds really good when you say it.
Doesn't it?
I'll be your manager.
No.
So, Reach, tell us a little bit about how long you've been in Los Angeles. Give us a little background.
A little background, okay. Well, it'll be about 4 years this summer. Moved out in 2007, just after I graduated Ryerson University, which is in Toronto, Canada. So I don't know if many people would know that unless you're listening from Canada.
We don't know, but we're happy to know now.
It's a great school. It's a wonderful school. It is.
And so you studied dance?
I was going to ask.
Theater, performance, dance, yes, specifically, but I studied a whole bunch of production elements as well.
Okay.
Because come second year, they let you branch out a little more. And in third and fourth year, tremendously branch out. So I got a whole bunch of stuff, but primarily dance, yes.
And then, so what made you decide to move to Los Angeles?
To live the dream.
Yes.
In the dream you are living, yeah.
Yeah, no, it really is. There's just so much opportunity. I love Canada. I love my city, Toronto. I mean, that's where I'm from. It's where I grew up. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to want more. And LA is such a great commercial industry for dancers. And so actually, second year summer, I came out here for 2.5-3 weeks. And that's when I kind of solidified when I was like, okay, this is where I need to be. This is what I need to do. And I went back, studied hard, finished up, and moved out here. And it's...
Okay, so you took up in the middle of your college years. You came out and tried it.
Yeah, because, you know, the first two years were tough. You know, you're kind of figuring out who you are and stuff like that. And you don't really know what you want. You do, but you don't because you're so young. And I came out and I was having a bit of a rough time in school, which I think everyone in university kind of goes through at some point or another, or college, we call it university, but it's the same thing.
Right.
And I came out here and I got to train with some really great people. Mm-hmm. And I was good friends with Marty Gidelka at the time. So I got to stay with him and I got to train with Dee Caspi a little bit on the shoot when he was doing that. Mm-hmm. And Mandy Moore and Nick Bass and all these great people that, you know, I looked up to so much and got to come out here and do that for a few weeks, and I was just enlightened. I was so excited to move here, but I knew I needed to finish that foundation. I needed to go back, get it done once and for all. And honestly, I went back, and the third and fourth year were just unbelievable.
Really?
We had,
because you knew where you were going to.
Yeah. You know, I had a goal.
Security,
and you know, what was 2 years? At 19 years old, what's 2 years?
Well, you think it's forever when you're that age, but you should know out there it's not. And going to college, you know, so many people, we talk about this. Should I go to college? Should I just move to LA? You can go to college and then or university and still come out and still have a full career.
You know what, it refined me as an adult, I feel like, and it matured me and it gave me a foundation that, you know, I probably would have been able to find out here as well. Not probably, I would have, but it would have taken more time.
Right.
So it's kind of like a fast track almost.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I am an advocate now, like, you know, if you should go to school.
I love that.
It does ready you for your future.
You know, the parents listening to our podcast are going to be very happy about that. Yeah.
You better be ready to send some signed headshots to some moms in Ohio. I'll tell you what.
Here we go.
Work it out. Sharpie
ready.
Okay, so you moved out, and tell us a little bit about...
I want to know this.
Yeah.
How hard was it to get the green card and the visa and all that?
If I had a green card, I'd be much happier.
Okay. Right, green
Anybody
card.
Anybody want to get married? I'm just kidding.
And you can Twitter us at iDanceCast if you would like to. Oh, I already got one.
We're taking marriage applications for Mike Riccio.
Oh, no, no.
So tell us, what do you have to go through as a Canadian or as someone coming to the United States? Yeah, what do you have to do to get
lonely Americans
out here?
No, yeah.
Especially for those dancers that aspire to one day get out here to Los Angeles or New York or either way.
Yeah. Well, what I have right now is an O-1 entertainer's visa.
Okay.
And that ranges, I believe, from 6 months to 3 years the most.
Okay.
The max you can get, and that's what I have. I'm on my second term right now. Basically, it's getting a compilation of letters and pictures and any media that you have from Canada, jobs that you've done in Canada. And then the biggest thing is you have these event letters from working choreographers in
So it ha- you have to really be involved.
You have to be involved.
Okay.
It's difficult. 6 years ago, or sorry, not 6 years ago, 4 years ago when I did it, it was a bit easier. And last year I just renewed it and it was a little more, it was tougher. But thankfully I had, 3 years of work experience in LA, and then there were some really great people that helped me out, and it worked out again.
Right. Well, but, I see your resume. So that makes it helps.
Thank you. Yeah,
it's a great body of work.
Yeah, it definitely says something about your drive because you always have to be on top of it. There's not one day you can just sit on the couch.
No, unfortunately not. Which I do like to do that sometimes too.
Well, we all like that every now and again.
Well, I do. You know, not a superhuman. But.
Well, that's good to know. See, I don't know anything about all that stuff.
Yeah,
that is.
It's kind of overwhelming, I would
lawyer.
Think.
It is.
But you have to get a lawyer.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, that's what 3/4 of the cost is.
Oh.
You need and you need an agency because they're your petitioner.
Sure.
Essentially, your sponsor. They don't pay for it, but
that's
all right.
Well, we're in the studio today with Michael Riccio. Go ahead. You got something?
No, I was just gonna say.
All right. Here with Michael Riccio. Follow him on Twitter at Michael Riccio. That's MichaelRiccio. He responds to every single tweet.
Everyone.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk to him about his career.
For the first time in our history, our mission to save lives and to celebrate lives in the face of cancer is at risk. Because we can't walk outside together, it's harder than ever to fight together. And when we can't come together, we give cancer a chance to gain ground. That's why we need your help. Donate today to the American Cancer Society and help us fund the critical services our patients need right now.
Hey, this is Ray Barcino with iHollywood Dance, and you're listening to Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
And welcome back to the show. We have an in-studio guest, and he's pretty hot, I have to say.
So. Michael Riccio, at Michael Riccio on Twitter.
Jeez, can I come here every day?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We would love that.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
We even told some of our former guests, we can call you in the morning and wake you up like this to pump you up for the day.
How early, though?
Get you going. Well.
Depends.
Yeah. Depends.
Riccio, there's very few people in Los Angeles that can consider themselves working dancers. A lot of people have other jobs. Some of us work at Toys R Us. Some of us work at Chili's.
And what do you do, Nick?
I don't do anything. I sit on my couch and do this.
Right. This is a job.
This is a job.
WWE.
And watch the WWE.
Which I did last week with Nick.
She watched WrestleMania.
Did you?
I did.
I've never met a bigger fan.
No, it's quite an anomaly.
Thank you.
It's pretty amazing, and he's very nervous. I'm sorry, I have to say this. And he gets really nervous when he has to, bite his nails and things for these guys that are the wrestling.
It's unbelievable. He was more excited about having a cameo shot
Monday
Night Raw. I mean, the email list he sent out to these people, it was unbelievable.
To all his friends, and so, you guys.
Look at me on Raw, go to 123.
And by the way, he wasn't working at the event, he was in the audience at the event.
Yep,
look at how ready he is.
I'm excited.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so anyways, enough about me. We're going to talk about Mike Riccio. I want to talk about you were the assistant choreographer on the new Muppets movie coming out. When is that coming out? November, right?
November, yes.
I can't wait.
I love the Muppet movies.
Tell us about it. How'd you get it?
How did I get it? I auditioned for it. You were in that movie too, Nick.
I sure was.
Yeah, that's where our friendship blossomed even more.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
It's man love.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, mandate.
Okay, so yeah.
All right, so tell us about it. So you worked with the choreographer, Michael Rooney.
Fabulous gentleman.
Tell me about him.
He's great. I mean, he's...
Did you audition for him and then he picked you as the assistant choreographer, or...
Yes. Well, okay. I've worked for Michael about 4 or 5 times. Actually, okay. My first job was ever at Michael, but it was just a commercial back in Canada. The Muppets. I auditioned for the film as a dancer, and he was looking for another assistant choreographer, and he called me up, and we talked a little bit, and the rest was history on that aspect. I mean, wow. Yeah, it was my favorite job so far.
Really?
You know, by far.
Tell me why.
Well, I love production.
Okay.
And I aspire to learn more about production and to be able to sit back and see all this take place.
Yeah.
And then to actually even be in it. I mean, it was best of both worlds.
Right.
I was a kid in a candy store the entire time. He's a joy to work for. He makes you work very hard.
Right.
But he's so nice and he keeps pushing you in such a great way that the best possible product will come out, which, I mean, it's going to be awesome. And I grew up watching the Muppets.
Right. So did I.
Yeah. So, you know, it's funny. You forget about them because it was like a childhood thing. And then you're in it. And then all of a sudden, you're telling Kermit the Frog what to do. You know what I mean?
There's like, nothing better than that.
No, there's nothing better
than that. I'm
calling my, like, trying to stay professional. Be like, okay, so, you know, Brian, we're going to do this with the puppeteer's name or, you know, whoever it was at the time. And, you know, he's... I'm talking to him, but then I kind of just veer off because he starts to be Kermit. I'm like, okay, Kermit, so what do we...
So you actually talk to
Kermit.
What
do we walk this... Oh, yeah.
I love it.
It was unbelievable.
I love that.
And to see how it all goes down.
Yes.
And how, you know, how they do it. It was such a special project.
It's magical, right?
It was magical.
I bet it is.
Tell us a little bit about working with Jason Segel. What's that like?
Oh, he's the man.
Really?
Yeah, he's you know, Nick.
So, tell me.
Richo would come up to me and he'd be like, dude, I just talked to Jason Segel and I said this to him and then he laughed and then I walked away. It was awesome, you know.
I don't know.
He's one of those really cool guys.
I love all his films, and he's another super polite. I mean, the entire crew,
yes,
of that film was so cool.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everyone was so nice. Everyone was so respectful. There was no egos on that set. It was just
well, you're dealing with
Muppets
sailing. Too.
Oh my god!
And
right?
They've got a whole different ego system.
Oh yeah.
You know,
totally. But even from the director, from the producers, everybody, that it was such a joy.
I'm very excited. You guys have made me really excited to see it.
Oh yeah, and you know the other thing, Richo was in charge of like 100. We had like 100 dancers on set. So, I mean, he was dealing with people like Jerry Evans and Nathan Prevost and Michael
All
Higgins and
names.
Carol Connors and Bill Prudich, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, that have been around for right. quite a while and they're working.
You're in a room with so much experience.
Yes.
And to have, you know, I'd get nervous some days where I'd have to tell these people what to do
that have been your mentors.
Yeah, they've been around for so long.
Right.
And then, you know, I end up start asking them like, so, hey, what about, you know, I heard you did this. I heard you did that. You want to tell me about this? And this, because I'd get so excited.
Right.
You know what I mean? And Nick, I mean, this guy knew the entire room all the time. He's like the go-to guy.
Isn't
if you
he?
Want anybody that you need to know about that was in the industry, my God, Nick Drago, boom.
But
right
that's
there.
Good. Oh, I mean, both all the things that you gentlemen are saying are really important for all the listeners. Know who you're working with,
mm-hmm.
you know, do your research, know, you know, all the stars, all the grips, everybody. And then also, don't just take it as the dance job, as Michael's saying.
Right.
He watched production, he saw things, how everything ran, and, you know, just learn as much as you can, absorb it
Every
all.
Every job right. is an experience, and it's something you could learn.
Right.
You know yeah, I mean? And if you learn everybody else's job, it's going to make their job a lot easier as
Absolutely.
Well. So they're going to bring you back the next time.
Totally.
We met on Glee, actually, working with Vocal Adrenaline.
Yeah.
And, well, we've known each other before.
Vocal Adrenaline days.
That's it. So tell us
how long ago was that, guys?
Oh, that was like a couple of years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, 2008 was the pilot. Did you work on the pilot?
I did not work on the pilot.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. But tell us about what it's like working with Brooke and Zach. Zach Woodley and Brooke Lipton.
Oh, man.
And tell us anything funny that's ever happened on that set with the cast.
Or any set.
Yeah. We'll take stories about Heather Morris.
Unless you know something you want.
Heather Morris.
Yeah. Well, you know Heather.
I know Heather.
She's hilarious.
She's great. She's great. Brittany.
So what happened?
I don't know what her last name is on the show, but what happened?
Nothing happened.
Oh,
I'm just saying, like,
if
he was digging.
Up.
He was digging.
He so was.
He's digging for
no,
something.
No, I'm not digging at all. I was just saying, like, you know her. She used to be a dancer. You guys
she's
are friends.
Yes, we're friends. Yeah.
Is
yeah.
She
and
Canadian
now she's on the show.
Something?
No,
yeah.
She's from Arizona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's from Arizona.
He knows this.
I know. I know that, though, too. I'm just trying to
Glee
get some stories.
Is a great show.
There you
we
go.
We have a ton of fun. Zach Woodley, Brooke Lipton, once again, just a joy to work for, and I truly mean that. We just, you know, we got to work on, or I did an episode 2 weeks ago, a flash mob episode, and
that sounds fun.
Oh yeah, so much fun, and just it came back because I haven't worked for them since last year because I worked on the Glee Live tour and, you know, a bunch of episodes last year with Vocal Adrenaline. But it just came right back, and everyone's just, you know, just the hustle and bustle of it all is just so much fun. And
that's a great show to be on.
It's great. It's great. We have a lot of
and
fun.
And people go bananas over there. How was the Glee Live tour? I mean, oh, were people just crazy?
Wow.
Did you have
that
a
was
ton
my
of
first,
fans?
That was my first tour experience, and it was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a Vocal Adrenaline section, and, you know, you'd think that we'd get booed almost because there's so many people that are against us, and they're there for the, you know, they're there for New Directions, and they're chanting, New Directions, New Directions. And then we come out, and they're like, freaking out.
Loving it.
Like, wow, I'm getting a character. Okay.
And I wish you all could have seen that look as he got into character.
You get good shots in every job you do, man. Like, I'm...
Well, look at this face.
I know. I'm thinking about using his face on my reel.
Once again, anytime you guys want me to come in. This is like a wonderful Sunday morning, Mega.
Tell something funny. Give us something funny that's... Any job, anything that's ever happened to you on set that's memorable, go.
Oh, man.
On the spot.
That's tough. Okay, let me go down.
Tough.
Janet, Rihanna, Christina, think of anybody. Anything that happened with anybody.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Or just you.
Who's your favorite choreographer to work for?
That's...
it's a tough
no
one,
comment.
What's your favorite style of dance? What's your favorite color?
It's blue.
Blue, I like blue too.
I can answer that
one. Good. That's
so
a good one.
Comment.
See, it's not that hard.
I love all the people I work with.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite media? So do you like, or music videos, or do you like movies, or do you, what, TV?
There's
commercials?
That's even a tough
Another
one, too.
Another hard one.
There's nothing like live performance.
Right, okay.
You know, the feeling of
yes,
it.
Yes, absolutely.
It's the adrenaline of it. TV and film, because I aspire to be in it and working it in the future, that's kind of my thing.
Right.
But I'm telling you, nothing like live performance.
Right.
Just
and
can't
so
beat it.
When you want to be, you want to go into acting, you want to go into writing, producing, what do you, what?
Producing.
Okay.
Writing and producing, yeah.
Awesome.
Most definitely.
Who are some of the choreographers you want to work with that you haven't worked with already?
I would like to work with Jamal Sims. It's one that I would really like to work with. Who else that I haven't worked with yet?
How about Marguerite Derricks?
I have worked with Marguerite Derricks.
Oh, you're lucky.
Oh, see, you can't.
You can
see,
leave
Nick
now.
Has already written her letters.
Whatever.
But she is going to be at the iHollywood event. Maybe you should come down and take her class.
Yeah, maybe I should just send her another letter.
Or just take her class.
See,
okay,
I
or
have
take
good ideas,
lazy.
Right?
I'm kidding.
Take her class. Dance in front and hold a sign up or something.
Where can we find you?
Where can you find me?
Yeah, on Twitter.
On Twitter, Michael Riccio.
That's right, AelRiccio. That's right.
Boom.
Michael Riccio in the studio today.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
We would love it. You can come by anytime. Seriously.
If I'm in the area, I'm coming by.
Anything we can look forward to that's coming up for you that we can look out? Anything you got coming on TV? You got a couple of seconds.
We got, just the episode of Glee coming up, I'm not sure when.
What's the name of the episode?
I wish I knew.
All right, it's a flash mob.
Flash mob.
What are you wearing?
It's Barbara Streisand. What am I wearing?
Yeah.
Jeans and a t-shirt.
Jeans and a t-shirt.
Perfect.
We'll make sure
we will
for
find
you.
Him
There's
very
like
easily.
50 dancers in that.
Perfect.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. Michael Riccio, class act.
Definitely.
Class act. Thanks for coming out, Riccio.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Wish you the best of luck, and we'll see you soon.
And we will be right back.
Your support of the American Cancer Society helps millions of cancer patients with free 24-hour information and support, a free place to stay when they must travel for treatment, and the results of some of the most promising cancer research today. Donate now at cancer.org/give.
Hey, this is Michael Riccio, and you're listening to Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
Dance Cast.
Hey now, welcome back to the show. We are Nick and Desiree's Infinite Dance Cast.
Dance Cast.
Oh, it came back.
I brought it back.
I love
trying to
it.
Keep you on your toes.
Hey, don't forget our website, infinitedancecast.com, or follow us on Twitter at iDanceCast. And, of course, our personal accounts at Nick Drago and at Desiree Robbins. That is a lot to say.
That is. I know. I told you. It's hard.
I know. I tried to take it over this week. I don't know. We'll see if we like my voice or your voice. Or
hey, how about Michael Riccio?
I love him.
He's a great guy, isn't he?
I can't wait to have him back. Because he's going to constantly work and constantly change as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have lots of information and lots of stories.
He's one of those guys that doesn't like to put all his eggs in one basket.
Right.
You know, he's very good at networking and not the, hey, I'm being fake kind of networking. networking.
Right.
He's the kind of guy you talk to and you feel like you've known him for your whole life.
Sure.
And he really brings you in. And, you know, if you're somewhere where you don't know a lot of the people, he's one of those guys that say, hey, man, let me introduce you to so-and-so.
Very cool.
He wants everybody to feel comfortable. And that's right. The kind of person that is hard to find sometimes in Los Angeles.
And now you know why people like Michael Rooney would
right.
pick him to be an assistant
yes.
on the job. Because if you have those skills...
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something that you want around you.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things is Richo's, he's a very humble guy. So, but,
definitely.
You know, on set, you know, he was having to talk to these people like Jerry Evans and like Nathan Prevost and Michael Higgins and all these guys that have been around and
right.
have a wealth of experience. And he was always... you know, very careful and very
cordial.
Cautious about how he would say, hey, this is the note, you know, because he respects that. He
right.
respects the history of dance, and that's why he's so successful.
Sure. And
it's
I love
great.
The college, you know, the knowledge of college.
The knowledge of college. Sounds like that should be the album name for your rap album.
Okay.
The knowledge of college.
The knowledge of college and my lack of it. But I teach it a lot of them. Because apparently that's not important. It's my body of work.
It's your body of work. You've done a lot
no,
of work at certain colleges, though.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. And I just taught at Loyola Marymount, which is a beautiful facility.
Oh, yeah.
And Chapman University. I'll tell
oh,
you,
yeah.
if I had choices again, I mean, now that dance programs have come so far.
I don't know. I want to go to Pepperdine.
You want to go,
there
yeah,
at the beach.
Well, of course. Boy, that's a gorgeous campus.
If you have any questions about college, feel free to check us out through the website, Infinite Dance Cast. You can tweet us at Nick Drager or at Desiree Robbins. We're happy to help you in any way we possibly can.
I know.
Can.
And Nick, you know a lot of, obviously, about Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma City University, graduated there. And so, yeah, they got a great, well-rounded program down there under the direction of Miss Jo Rowan.
Oh, I did get to work with her.
Yeah, she's...
She is funny.
Yeah, she's something
else. I mean, she
has
a story about everything. Now, if we could get her on the show,
oh.
it would go on for like maybe 3 hours.
Yeah, we might have to have her on
first. She's hilarious, though.
Oh, she's very funny.
She's worked so long in the business. I mean, she's got just great stories.
Absolutely.
Great stories.
Yeah. And she knows how to hold her center. You know, that's what it's all about with her classes, holding
your center.
Does
it have something
center.
To do with what she does with her hair?
Yeah, I love it.
Because she always has her hair back, right?
She always does.
She always looks like the perfect ballerina.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely.
What else you want to talk about? We got a little bit of time.
Okay, well, I
got
to tell you, I saw a new... do you watch any reality TV?
I watch reality television
okay.
all the time.
You kind of got me turned on to... is it Man vs. Food or Bizarre Foods?
All of them.
Okay, all of them. And I really am addicted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Man vs. Food is amazing.
Love it.
New show this week, Pregnant in Heels.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if this would be your type of show.
Yeah, well, why not? It's Bravo, right?
It's Bravo.
That's being produced by our good friend Michael Rourke.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good. It's going to be a good hit show.
That's Hudson Media, and they actually did our sizzle reel.
That's right, Dance Biz Do-Over.
That's right. Have you guys checked it out? It is online at DezWorld.com.
DezWorld.com. Well, yeah, it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a great show.
It's really crazy people. So if you haven't seen it, you got to check it out.
Okay, well, that's good.
And you can go to Hudson Media and see their other shows. I mean, and tell them maybe you want to... See Dance Biz Do-Over.
Yeah, we'd like to get in there and do some
about
Dance
about going
Biz
in and working with studios and turning them around.
That you know, I think this world needs that.
It does. I've been out there. Trust me.
That's okay, though, for the time being. We're still doing this dance cast.
That's true. And, you know, but I do have a lot of people that come up and say, are you going to come do that to my studio?
Right.
They really, they see the sizzle and they're like, we want you. I don't know if you really want me because it's really serious.
Yeah, well, go check it out.
It's not a joke.
Go check it out, DezWorld.com. Let us know what you think about the show.
Yeah.
Or about our sizzle reel.
Tweet us. I dance guest.
Don't forget, coming up next episode, we're
right.
bringing in our food to go, which we promised from the first episode, from Steph and Rose Food to Go.
Love
we also
it.
Have Agent Corner with Terry Lindholm from GoTo Talent Agency. He's going to answer some questions for us.
I know. So, and if you have any questions for Terry, you can also tweet them in or email them in.
That's right. All right. Great show today.
It was awesome.
We had a good time. We got a really secret guest next time.
I'm
very excited.
Nobody's going to know. And don't forget, oh yeah, our Ask Desiree section.
Oh, that's coming
back. Get your questions in. Yeah, we got to make sure that people know that.
We got a lot of segments. A
lot of segments to come.
We're going to keep us on our toes and keep you on your toes.
Absolutely, just like dancers should be.
It's going to be awesome.
Thank you again.
So make sure you tweet us. @ Nick Drago and @ Desiree Robbins. We're online at infinitedancecast.com. We want to say a special thank you to our producers, Michael, Best Things Since Sliced Bread Panikos, and Dave Pass the lasagna, Lagana.
Every time.
For Desiree Robbins, I'm Nick Drago. This is the Infinite Dance Cast.